This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Trump administration acknowledged Sunday several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the attack on the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. U.S. media is calling one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security are investigating the breach. Hospitals around the country are getting ready to distribute the first COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. as it nears 300,000 deaths, according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Inside Pfizer's Michigan facility, workers cheered the first vaccine shipments. This week, almost 3 million doses are being sent to all 50 states. Healthcare workers and nursing home residents will start to get the first shots as early as today. It's the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. However, the general public is not expected to be able to receive vaccinations until the spring, after more supplies from other drug makers are approved and available. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the first vaccine as the shipments left Michigan yesterday.
They're tracked with GPS-enabled sensors and packed in freezer boxes with dry ice, since the vaccine needs to be kept at about 94 degrees below zero. The first doses are arriving at 145 distribution centers today. Another 425 sites will get shipments tomorrow and 66 more Wednesday, for a total of about 3 million doses.
That was Sagar Magani from AP. Germany expects to receive 11 million doses of BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine by March, the health ministry announced Monday. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army says at least 26 Nigerian generals have tested positive for the coronavirus after they attended a conference in the nation's capital, and one has died. Following last week's conference, the army ordered coronavirus testing of all participants. By Sunday, a total of 417 personnel had been tested, with 26 confirmed positive cases. All who attended the conference had gone into self-isolation, while those who tested positive started medical treatment. Nigeria has reported a spike in virus infections in recent weeks, sparking fears of a second wave of the pandemic. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok briefly visited Addis Ababa Sunday for talks on Ethiopia's rest of Tigray region, where fighting has caused tens of thousands of people to flee to neighboring Sudan. Hamdok's visit was initially scheduled to last for 2 days, but he returned to Sudan after just a few hours. It was not clear why the trip was cut short. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the violence in Tigray has stopped and that there is no need for Sudan's offer to broker a ceasefire. Ethiopia's government took military action against Tigray after the region's forces attacked a military camp of federal troops November 4th, this according to Prime Minister Abiy. The Abiy government considers the regional government led by the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, as illegitimate. The TPLF denied staging the attack. European Union and British negotiators are on the very last mile in negotiations for a trade accord, and the architecture in place is fine, but details remain, the EU's chief executive said Monday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told an OECD event via video link, quote, "We are on the very last mile," end quote. Quote, "We want a level playing field not only at the start, but also over time," end quote. In-person early voting begins Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections will decide which political party holds a majority in the U.S. Senate when a new term begins in January. Democrats are challenging two Republican incumbents after no candidate earned an absolute majority in either race in the November general election. Republicans currently stand to hold a 50-48 advantage in the 100-seat Senate, but Democrats could achieve parity by winning both Georgia seats. Voters will have until December 31st in some parts of the state to cast early ballots. The runoff election is January 5th. Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians have reportedly decided to change the team's name after years of criticism and objections from Native American groups. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.